stage, Paddy Wagon, the world famous Minsky's Roulette.
Let's see if she got
more than complete. Your visit to the theater here tonight, I really mean this, a complete set of the miniature art poses. That's also absolutely framed in a big 4-on-1 combination. Have you kept one? Young men in all parts of the theater, you all have the same thing. Be more than pleased to wait upon you. Permit me, please, to say thank you for your very kind and courteous attention.
Thank you. open, so we came right in. You suggested the piece, sir.
How do you do?
Yeah, we won it, boy.
I suppose you wish to be joining the holy bonds of matrimony? My, you're very charming.
Isn't she, darling?
That's a cute little hat you have on.
Yeah, that's nice.
And those rosy cheeky wickies, oh, yeah. Those little snappy eyes.
Hey, fella. Buddy boy, I wish you wouldn't handle the merchandise there. See, I'm going to marry the girl, and I don't want your cotton-picking prints all over.
Why don't you be quiet and sit down?
Well, I'll sit down, but just keep your hands to yourself. I'm going to marry the girl. You just marry us and get it over with.
I'll be quiet.
I can learn to hate you very easy, you know that.
Now, I have to ask you a few questions, but you don't mind, now, do you?
No.
Well, goo goo gaga.
Tell me, have you been married before?
Yes, 3 times.
You hear that? She's been married 3 times before.
That's all right. I like to do business with an old established firm.
Are your husbands living or dead?
Well, 2 are dead. 1 is living in New Brunswick.
Mark them all 3 dead. Nobody lives in New Brunswick. That's where they shot the mailman last week. They thought he was a Confederate soldier. Did you read about it? There's a piece in the paper, I think, about it.
Did your husbands die a natural death?
Well, I poisoned 1, and the other one I cut his throat from ear to ear.
Yeah, he cut his throat from ear.
I'll have to ask you a few questions.
Yeah.
Have you been married before?
Yeah, but my wife's been dead for 5 years.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right. She's dead. To hell with her. Forget about it.
I said I was sorry.
So you're sorry. What do you want from me? She's dead. If you want to worry about her, have a good time. Don't bother me with it. She's dead. That's it. She's no good to herself now or anybody else. She wasn't much good when she was alive. She's dead now. I can just picture my wife now, lying there on her deathbed, gasping for air. And I come in and shut all the windows. I walked over and looked down at her. She looked up at me and she says, Joseph! The funny thing, she always called me Joseph.
Why?
My name. She says, after I'm dead and gone, she knew she was going to die.
Oh, she did.
Oh, she saw me fixing her medicine. She says, after I'm dead and gone, if you ever go out with another woman or even look at another woman, she says, I'll know about it. And I will dig my way out of my grave and haunt you the rest of your life. Well, naturally, her threatening me like that, when she did die, I had to use precautionary measures.
Oh, yeah. What do you do for a living?
I'm a garbage man.
A garbage man?
Okay, sanitary engineer. I'm still a garbage man. What do you want?
Well, how much do you make?
I don't make it. I just collect it. See, I have a big truck I put it in.
I mean, what is your salary?
Oh, how much I get?
Yeah.
$4 a week and all I can eat.
You mean to say you eat that stuff?
Well, I certainly can't live on $4 a week. Goodness knows I've tried. With car payments and taxes, there ain't nothing left.
Who cares? Now, what is your name?
Peggy O'Mara.
Peggy O'Mara, where are you from?
Secaucus.
Secaucus? Not little Peggy O'Mara from Secaucus.
Yes.
Don't you remember me?
Well, no, I don't think I do.
Stanley Mumford?
Oh, Stanley.
Well, I'll swear to you.
Now, I know I hate you now.
Oh, look, quiet.
You look so familiar to me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was just looking. You look like a second lieutenant I had in the Army.
Could be.
Look just like you.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't remember his last name now, but his first name was Chicken.
No, you wouldn't know the old place now.
I hate that guy. We had a major for the same name.
Yeah, well, forget about it. No, you wouldn't know the old place now.
Chicken Smith.
Oh, shut up.
I'm working on it. It's a short name, yeah. I know. That.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, you wouldn't know the old place now. Remember one day when I was carrying your books home from school? I dropped one of your books in the mud and you slapped my face?
No, things have sure changed in Seacock.
Oh, yes.
Remember what I did to you, though?
No, I don't.
Oh, I put you across my knee, I lifted your little dress, and I gave you a darn good spanking.
Okay. You wouldn't know the old place now.
No? Oh. Thank you.
exciting Mr. Paddy Wagon in a Parisian pickup.
Thank you.
Where have you been?
I stepped out for a pack of cigarettes.
Cigarettes? Where'd you go to get them?
I went to New Orleans.
New Orleans? What's the matter? Don't they sell your brand here?
Yeah, but I save 3 cents on each pack.
And another thing, your possession didn't leave me any money.
No money, that's all I ever hear from you. What do you do with all that money I promise you?
Oh, shut up. Oh, you struck me.
I struck you?
That does it. I'm going home. I'm leaving. I'm going home to my mother.
Well, that's better bring the old walrus here.
Don't you dare call my mother no walrus. You better apologize right now.
I'll apologize to the first walrus I run into.
That does it. I'm leaving. Now I am leaving.
Oh, you're leaving, eh? So you're walking out on the brain. Just when the going gets a little tough, you're pulling out. And why? Because I called your mother a walrus. You know I was kidding. A walrus has got long whiskers. Hey, come to think of it, so's your mother.
No.
Very well, then walk out of me after I've given you the best years of my life.
Huh. Were those your best?
Was the best I've had. I've worked a slave for you. But the very clothes you got on your back, I bought and paid for.
Huh, now you're throwing that up to me. Before you married me, you promised me big things.
I fooled you, didn't I?
That does it. Now I really am going. Now I am leaving.
Walking out on Gippy, eh? I don't know what's the matter with you, lady. Here we are, married 14 years. Today's our anniversary. Why don't you stay home tonight, honey? I got a little surprise.
Carol!
Show you what I think of you, honey. I'm gonna let you have them real cheap.
Oh! I can't stay home. I have to meet the girls at the bowling alley.
All right. What's at the bowling alley? Oh, the bowling alley.
And besides that, Aunt Martha's sending over a new maid.
Oh, we're gonna have another maid?
Yes.
Good.
Now, Irving, when she comes, I want you to be very nice to her.
I certainly will, honey, yes.
And give her everything she wants. And if you want me, you can reach me at the bowling alley.
You know damn well I can't reach halfway to the bowling alley. That's the trouble with her. Hello, operator. I want to speak to Schultzmeyer's drugstore.
Hello?
Hello, is this Schultzmeyer's drugstore?
Schultzmeyer's drugstore?
It's Schultzmeyer.
Yeah?
I'll tell you what you do.
Fine.
Wash your hands. I'm coming in for a chicken. All right. I think what you do, Schultzy, put Montford on the phone.
I'll see if he's here.
Yeah.
Stanislaus, is you here?
Yes.
Here he is.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, is that you, Stan?
Yeah.
Come right over. I want to tell you what happened.
Okay.
Remember I was telling you about my wife?
Yeah.
Well, something developed.
What?
Well, I can't tell you right now.
What was it?
Don't bother coming over, Stan. You're here. Aunt Martha sent over a new maid. I gotta be here.
A new maid?
Yeah.
What happened to the other?
There goes my doorbell.
Now, how'd you know that bell was going to ring?
I write these things. I go along.
Oh, I see.
Would you mind answering the door?
Not at all.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
What for?
Change my tie. What for?
Oh. Come in. What can I do for you?
Is this Mr. Harmon's residence?
Yes, but you don't want to pay any attention to him. He's a...
The bathroom runs all over the joint.
Yes.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Hi, Mr. Harmon. What can I do for you?
Is this the place where I'm to be made?
Yes. Yes, you could be made in a nicer place.
Yeah? I have a very good suggestion.
What's that?
Why don't you take the two tickets, get a friend, and go see the burlesque show?
Well, I'll see if
I'll
I can...
I'll stay here with me.
Just a minute. Not so fast there, Montford.
What?
You take the tickets, go down to the theater.
Oh, sure.
Sit in the front row and get a bag of popcorn.
Oh, popcorn.
And when you come back,
yes?
Don't forget to ring the bell.
Don't worry, I'll ring the bell.
Good. I imagine you're a little tired after your trip. Would you like to take a bath?
Well, I am a little dirty.
Well, I'm a little filthy myself. Would you mind stepping in here?
Where do you think you're going?
I was really trying to help you, sis. I was going to show you where the soap was.
I can find the soap myself.
Well, don't lose it. Mind if I help you with your grip?
No, not at all.
I imagine when you make a trip, you... My, this is lovely luggage you got here. Is that that airplane luggage?
Yes, it is.
When did you crash last? I imagine you must have just... What the hell is this, radar? Oh, a slingshot. Double-barrel slingshot, eh? I'll tell you what you do. You just relax and I'll pass you these things. Oh, is that where that goes?
Take your hand off my shoulder.
I must get a road map. You never know what the weather's going to be. I didn't know it either until you came in.
What have you got back there?
I got a dame.
What?
I got a pain. I'll be out.
Oh, well, hurry up.
6 o'clock, eh?
Well, I like that.
I thought it was all right, too.
And just who is this woman?
Honey, that's the new maid your Aunt Martha sent over.
Huh, that's a likely story.
It's the truth, so help me. If I'm lying, I hope I get paralyzed. Ted? I could have sworn it was her.
Well, young lady, you must think you're in pretty fast company. Well, let me tell you something. You're fired.
I'll say I'm in fast company. In the past 5 minutes, I've been hired, tired, fooled, and fired.
You might have been hired, tired, and fired, but this is the one time you ain't going to be fooled.
Thank you.
drunken father.
Tell you.
You.
Tell your sister to bring back my hobnailed shoes.
Who are you?
Oh, that wife of mine.
You haven't. I just had a big argument with my wife down there in the corner.
Yeah, I just put mine on a bus.
I tried to shove mine under the bus. Oh, damn it, I hate that woman.
I
hate her. I'm going to clip her one of these days.
No, you can't do
I'll that. Stand on a chair, and if she comes to the door, I'll slug her.
No.
I'll punch her right in her nose.
No, Joe. Never raise your hand to strike a woman.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I apologize. I'll get a baseball bat. I'll get a baseball bat and put nails in it.
Oh, nails. Well, I know what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to stay here and form a club.
Club?
Yes, sir.
What kind of club?
I'm going to form what they call a woman haters club.
Woman haters?
Yes, sir.
You're going to hate women?
Hate women.
Put me down for charter membership, Buck.
Good.